SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hosted for the first time in the Oceanic Pacific region, a global gender equality conference, Women Deliver, is underway this week in Narm. At the opening ceremony, Australia's first female former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, a key speaker at the conference, talked about the rolling back of women's rights, which she argued was not being done in secret but heralded by key global political leaders. Ms. Gillard has urged gender equality activists to push back with the same ferocity. And one of the areas of concern is the well-being of adolescent girls.
You have now like 2 billion people on the planet living in conflict zones. There are more people now living in conflict than there was from the Second World War. And that those conflicts are really disproportionately affecting women and girls. Their bodies are literally on the line, either in death, harm, or the use of sexual violence as a tactic in war.
That's the CEO at Plan International Australia, Suzanne Legina, talking about how women bear the brunt of the impact of war. She says the ripple effects of the war in the Middle East and fuel shortages across Asia has had major impacts, driving food insecurity and economic instability on girls across Asia Pacific.
Because as families struggle with cost of living pressure, they start to take their girls out of school, consider child marriage as a way of supporting their families through difficult times. We're starting to feel that effect on adolescent girls, and you're starting to see it in small but very significant ways. Higher school dropout rates, pressure to marry early, higher rates of reporting of gender-based violence.
Having worked closely with vulnerable communities in the region for more than 50 years, she says adolescent girls remain largely invisible in aid and philanthropy.
Less than 1% of aid in the world or philanthropy money flows towards teen girls or adolescent girls, even though they're 9% of the population and they grow up to be half of the world that lead. We know from like 50 years of evidence that when you invest in a girl, you don't just change her life. If you can keep her in school, if you can let her decide when and if she marries, if you can keep her safe from harm, that she doesn't just lift herself up, she also lifts her family, her community and her entire society up.
Globally, 1 in 5 girls still marries before the age of 18, which is equivalent to 1 girl every 3 seconds. Gender-focused funding still overwhelmingly prioritizes adult women, leaving adolescent girls' distinct and critical needs unmet during their most formative years. Ms. Legina strongly believes there's transformative power in investing in adolescent girls, who she says are powerful agents of change. Plan International wants the Australian government and major donors to step up and target funding and support in the order of $50 million.
There are 240 million adolescent girls living in this Asia Pacific region, and we're calling on the Australian government and other philanthropists who have the means to consider that group as not just a vulnerable group, but as a group that if you invest in, have the power to catalyse change and lift up our entire communities in our region.
Angelica Ochinaka-Selekis is the ambassador for Plan International Australia. She's also a global health and social researcher, community advocate, speaker and youth activist. Ms. Ochinaka-Selekis is Australian-born and grew up in the country. She has told SBS that living in an area that's considered low socioeconomic, she sees adolescents in her area who have dreams and ability but lack the funding needed to move forward.
As a researcher in global health and adolescent health, we constantly see the numbers of the state of affairs to do with health and well-being for children and adolescents getting worse and worse. And it's not, I don't want it to be all doom and gloom. There is a great opportunity here for us to really package that effectively, come together with a greater financial investment and move forward with adolescents, you know, designing that future too with philanthropy and aid.
Her research looks at children, adolescents and young people's well-being across Australia and tracking the progress on that annually. She says there's so many data gaps in the stories that investment would produce a holistic long-term effect in society. She reflects on the things she wishes she and her peers could have had access to.
I know that even being here at Women Deliver and speaking to adolescent girls as young as 14 who are in attendance, talking about the lives that they wish and want to have, but the obstacles that they're facing, I know that if we go full throttle in investing in these areas, they will be able to see the actions that they're putting forward at Women Deliver actually come into full effect. And I think that that's a beautiful thing for everyone. That's a world that I want to live in, a world where I can see adolescent girls thriving alongside adolescent boys, alongside parents and families and broader communities as well. So there's a huge opportunity here.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.